This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Broadcasting live from Elangeni Hotel, where the 11th annual Focus Conference is taking place. And right now, I'm sitting with a former MUT employee, one of the people that actually started the Focus Conference. I mean, those who don't know, the Focus Conference has been around for 10 years. This is the 11th one. And as it happens each year, it grows every year. Sitting with Dr. Severino Machingabi, who is now employed at the University of Mpumalanga. Hi, sir.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
It's such an honor sitting with you today.
Yeah.
As one of the people that started the Focus Conference.
Absolutely.
It's on its 11th year.
Okay.
Just briefly tell us, when you started the Focus Conference, what was the purpose of it? Like, what was the vision that you had for the Focus Conference when you began?
Okay.
This kind of conference?
When I joined MUT in 2013,
yeah,
in the Teaching and Learning Development Center, I joined the senior director, Dr. Makua. I was the only one,
yes,
in the Teaching and Learning Development Center. So I became the second one as the deputy director, responsible for teaching and professional development,
yes,
unit. So he actually initiated the idea, and he shared it with me.
Mm.
He said, what can we do so that we actually globalize these ideas of scholarship, teaching and learning, and so on. So he mooted at that stage the idea of a colloquium, which was only intended for MUT staff. So we talked about it, and we also shared it with the faculty deans and so on, and the idea was widely accepted. So it was something that was not the full large scale,
yes,
was just targeting MUT staff, and that's how it came into being in 2013. Then come 2014, it was revised. It was still a colloquium, but over and above MUT staff,
yes,
we're also inviting academics in the KwaZulu-Natal sector, like DUT, UKZN, University of Zululand,
yes,
and so on. That's how it started.
Amazing. And now that we are in the 11th year of the Focus Conference, in my mind, I'm thinking that you have been attending the Focus Conference these entire 11 years. What changes have you seen during these 11 years, like its growth of the Focus Conference?
Yeah, I've been attending, not all of them, but because I've attended several ones, I'm able to see and to compare and to see how the conference has grown from strength to strength.
Yes.
It has now assumed the character of an international conference.
Yes.
And I want to tell you, the people in the Teaching and Learning Development Center, under the leadership of Dr. Makua, are doing a splendid job. They don't settle for anything that is not superb.
Yes.
You can see the way they arrange it, the logistics, the caliber, and the gravitas of the speakers who are invited.
Mm.
They are just on top of the game,
such
that it becomes a big issue if you are not able to attend this.
Yes.
Almost everyone wants to attend the MUT Focus Conference.
Of course.
They've grown globally. It's,
yes,
now become an international conference.
Yes.
Yes.
Last year was the biggest one. I mean, it was celebrating 10 years. And earlier, in my conversation with Dr. Makua earlier today, he said that now that we are in the 11th year of the Focus Conference, it's like they're starting over from the very beginning. So maybe just from your perspective, what are your expectations moving forward for the Focus Conference for the next 10 years?
Okay. Yeah, I can say for the past 10 years, it was the Focus Conference in the first decade. Now, as they get into the second decade, They now need to consolidate the foundations, the pillars that they put in place so that they maintain and even excel on the excellence that they've demonstrated so that they remain a strong global player in the, not in the national higher education, but in the global higher education sector.
And just before I let you go, because time is really not on our side. So this year's theme for the Focus Conference was 3 decades of democracy and reflecting on higher education achievements, challenges, the impacts, and the future. So in your understanding or in your perspective, how do you see the higher education sector contributing towards the 30 years of democracy?
Okay. As you will know, higher education is always a potent tool that is used to transform society, to transform the socioeconomic development of any particular nation. So I see the higher education becoming very essential in terms of transforming the society, the economy, and also in terms of incapacitating people with the requisite skills and competencies that will see them, excel in the next set of decades and so on. Skills relating to AI, skills relating to critical thinking, and so on. And MUT has already shown that it is on top of the game with their teaching with technology.
Of course.
Work conference that happened in April this year. Yeah. So, they are just doing what is expected of them.
And we hope to see you again next year for the next Focus Conference.
Absolutely. I will.
Thank you so much, Dr. Machingambi. Okay. That was Dr. Severino Machingambi from the University of Mpumalanga. He was a former employee from MUT. He was at the TLDC unit at MUT. And he is actually one of the people who was there when they started the Focus Conference, and I'm sure he is very proud on how the Focus Conference has been going for the past 11 years. But for now, I will leave it here, but I will be bringing you more of a Focus Conference stuff on air. But for now, over to you, Samanda.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.